watching people be in their genius, like watching people love what they do, it makes me so emotional. And there was just so much of that on this trip. And so it was a good reminder of personally, how do I support people to be in that zone? And how do I stay in that zone? Lindsay, welcome back to the podcast.
Hello, hello.
Okay, one thing.
I don't even know what day it is.
Oh my God, team retreat was amazing, but it does really wipe you out when you're like hosting retreats back to back like that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, we're podcasting today. I'm excited for it. And like, what day is it? Right.
I know. Oh my God. We went straight from a CEO Mama retreat into a full team retreat. It was just back to back to back. And then next week I'm going straight into keynoting in LA. It's like one of those really busy seasons right now.
Yeah. And in between retreats, we're trying to do all of the integration and follow-up and planning of every idea that came up during retreat, which also just feels like you literally land the plane and start driving down the road 100 miles an hour. So
yeah, I will say right now, so just like giving everyone a life update where we're at, we can go into some like, I feel like I'm in a season where I have a lot of momentum. There's a lot of big things happening. Like, you know, there's a lot of big partnerships coming our way, some big contracts we're going to be signing, lots of things happening on the timeline. And I feel like I have this momentum that I really want to ride right now. And I'm not willing to sacrifice like everything that I used to for it. And so I'm having to be so clear about what my boundaries are personally and what, like, how I'm going to manage my personal energy. And actually this week I canceled going to a friend's birthday because they were starting it at 8 p.m., which I love for them. And I'm like, I'm literally in bed by 8:30 right now because Noemi's always up early. And that's just the routine and rhythm that works for me. Come 6:30 p.m., I fully switch off. No work is happening. I'm just fully in my zone, get a couple hours to myself, go to bed, wake up early. I'm loving my routine. And it just felt like in this season, as much as I absolutely adore that friend, and I do, and I'll celebrate them maybe with a brunch, I just really had to protect my energy and know that going to dinner at that time with like, say, 20 people was not the way I get to spend my energy right now. And I think that's quite challenging to do.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And I think it shows discipline too, which we've talked a lot about around knowing what you need and being willing to sacrifice like right now for the eventual payoff. And also knowing that it's seasons, which we also talk a lot about, that in this season, these are the choices I'm going to make, but it doesn't have to be forever. And I feel that with my kids now. Like, we were talking about this the other day. Mine are getting a little older now where I'm like through the baby phase and they sleep pretty consistently. And I'm like, oh, maybe I could revisit like 8 or 9 p.m. outside of my house again and feel like I could still get a good night's sleep. But for many, many years, that felt so impossible. And just like you, where I'm like, I don't even think about leaving because I know I'm going to be up early and I can already do the mental math of like how terrible that's going to feel in the morning. But I'm starting to, like, I made dinner reservations with my sister on Friday night. I'm like, oh, you want to go to dinner at 7:30? Like, I'm not going to be home till probably 9:30 or 10. But my kids don't get up till 6 or 6:30. So that's doable. So yeah, I'm with you. And I think looking at this season and giving people a little insight, I think maybe we should do a little rundown of the retreat and give people a little insight into the world of Boss Babe. And like you teased at it that we went right from CEO Mama, which is like so energizing and so inspiring to be in a room of incredible women who are leading big businesses and also prioritizing themselves at home and their families. And then we went to our team retreat, which was a spectacular experience, which we'll talk about. And it was like pinch me moment after pinch me moment. And we kept looking at each other being like, we get to be here, and like, we get to let this be the launching pad for the year. And I think landing back at home, all of us were feeling like, oh my God, okay, in order to carry this level of momentum into this year, there has to be a level of excellence. And we talked a lot about that word, but this level of excellence in everything that we do. And one of those things is personal energy management. And that was one of my big takeaways. And we'll talk about takeaways, but it's like, man, this is such a good reminder of if we want to be at this level and we really want to hit all these goals and deliver the things we want to deliver to our clients, it starts with us. It starts with how we sleep. It starts with how we nourish ourselves. It starts with how the energy in our home feels. And I think like we do a really good job of doing that, representing that as individuals for our team and in CEO Mama and stuff. But it's one of the things that I want to talk more about as Boss Babe, because it's like we are the energy drivers of our business. And if we're not well, the business isn't going to be well. So yeah. So what do you like, where do we even start with team retreat? Like, to give everybody a little backstory on that.
Well, even before we just go into that, I want to say yes to what you just said. And the way I think about it too, I think freedom to everyone is very, very different. And to some people, having full freedom might be saying yes to every dinner, might be going out and spending tons of time with their friends. To me, freedom is having the autonomy to make the decisions that feel right to you. And so much of it is that inner freedom. Like, do you have freedom within yourself to be able to say no when something doesn't align with you? Do you have that autonomy within yourself to have the discipline for the things that do matter to you? I think that is such a big element of freedom. And freedom is still the lens that I run everything through. And I questioned that. I was like, am I saying no to this out of lack of freedom? Or am I saying no to this out of a desire for freedom? And my desire for freedom is inner freedom, outer freedom. It's feeling good every single day, having energy every single day. So yes to all of that. Okay, so where to begin with team retreat? So it was absolutely incredible. So I think most people know on this podcast, but we partner with Brendon Burchard, which is just incredible because he is, I mean, one of the biggest thought leaders in our industry and just so incredible to spend time with. So we all went up to Napa and we stayed, the only way we could describe it is we stayed on a compound. I mean, mansion upon mansion upon mansion. We had three houses, the most luxurious house you can imagine. It was on the front of one of the most popular book coffee table books in Napa. Beautiful. And overlooked the entire Napa Valley. I mean, we were above the clouds. Every single piece of furniture was, the aesthetic, everything. It was beyond. We walked in, I think every single one of us cried. Like, Brendon had kept that part a surprise from me as well. I didn't know exactly where we were staying and it was really nice to have those kinds of surprises. But we all walked in. How would we describe that house? It was perfection.
Well, it was like a movie set. Like, I kept expecting like famous actors were going to pop out. Like, I thought I was on the set of a movie because the scale, that I think that's what takes your breath away, is the scale of a house like that, where the length of the hallways and the size of the furniture and the floor to ceiling windows. It's like, it just obviously is a different level of construction and all of that. And it's the kind of thing that it's more intimate than a hotel, but it feels that luxurious, like you're in the Ritz-Carlton or something. And so it just, the visual nervous system stimulation was like, whoa, like it just takes your breath away. And because I think people like us, you know, it's hard to believe that you're just like, I'm just normal old me. Like, what am I doing here? And so you have these moments of like, am I being punked? Like, all of us were like, are we being punked? Like, is somebody going to jump out and tell us that like, we can't be here? I don't know. It just felt so surreal. But then it became what I liked about that setting and not knowing it ahead of time was the expansive energy fueled every conversation we had. I mean, being in that setting was so different than being in like a conference room at a hotel or somewhere where it wasn't as like intimate and family, like cozy, I guess.
I know. And like lying in bed and you have floor to ceiling windows around you, being in the shower, that was like the size of my first bedroom with floor to ceiling windows, watching hot air balloons take off over sunrise. It was beyond. And I mean, every single product that was in that house was like the most high-end, beautiful, non-toxic, you name it. We had our own private hot tub outside the bedroom, pool. I mean, we had a private chef there for the entire experience who was a very well-known private chef. It was just insane. And let's talk about, we had a private room in the French Laundry, which is also one of the best restaurants in the entire world. We got to meet Chef Thomas Keller, which was also beyond. We got a full tour of the kitchen, of the wine cellar. When we walked in, people normally frame their French Laundry menus because it's such a big deal. We had our logos on the menu and we just sat there from what, 7 till midnight, just, you know, having all the courses, like 200 courses, wine pairings, champagne, and just really got to, I think, reflect on the big things that happened in Boss Babe over the past year. And I think we really all did take a moment. I think all of us got emotional to just take a moment and recognize, shit, we went through some pretty hard stuff, and look at how far we've come. You know, last year was so incredibly turbulent and there were so many moments, especially in the beginning, of taking it on myself, like, okay, is this business going to survive because it's not in a great place, to ending with profit way higher than the year before. Like, so many things. It was such a great moment to sit in that celebration, because it's so easy to just celebrate and move on, celebrate and move on. But to really sit in that was really powerful and expansive. I mean, being in the French Laundry, just same thing. I was like, excellence. This is excellence. How can I do my work with excellence?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a like pinnacle lifetime experience. And I'm not a foodie. And I kept saying that. I'm like, I'm not a foodie, but this is making me so emotional. Like, there was just something about being in there and every single detail, you know, like the coordination, you know, they would, there was 10 of us. So they would bring in our meals and 10 servers would come in, each holding one plate, and like all look, make eye contact with each other and all set the plate down at exactly the same time. And, you know, the sommelier would come around with the bottles and would explain the wine, and like there was just such precision and such excellence, and it I don't know why it makes me so emotional. I like couldn't figure that out. It's one of my takeaways, like, God, like witnessing people in their excellence at every level. And this, we had this conversation, like even watching the servers, and you're like, oh, they're servers at a restaurant. Well, no, like this is the French Laundry, like this is the next level, and the level of excellence they did their job with, you know, I'm like, God, this is how like you're world renowned for what you do. Is that at every level of your organization, every single person knows the mission, knows the values, and is there to like live up to them. And I've never witnessed something that spectacular. And of course, the food and the wine was insane too, but like just the experience of it was so, so cool. And yeah, the next day we were just buzzing with like, okay, how do we bring this level of excellence into everything we do at Boss Babe?
Yeah, it's so inspiring to be around people that just are so good at what they do. It calls you forward. Like watching the servers, I was like, you are inspiring me so much to be even better at what I do. It was incredible. So there was that. I mean, there was so many, all the little details, like every single one of us had our own mugs with our initials on, and you know, the hot chocolate bar at night, the s'mores, every single detail. It was such a great time to just drop in so deep with all of our team. I think every single one of us cried multiple times, just really getting to know each other on such a human level, you know, behind the business, behind the virtual team. What do you care about as a human being, and how can we as an organization help support you in growing and in your happiness? And it just felt so incredibly special. I'm like, if I didn't own the company, I would want to be an employee, just saying.
Yeah. Well, I think we got a lot of DMs from people being like, how do I go on this retreat? It's like, well, you have to be one of our staff. Yeah. So what are like, maybe we can just distill it down, because I think there's like the experiential level, which was one of my big takeaways, even if we didn't talk business at all there, just being in that type of experience gives me so many ideas and so many things that I like draw on once I come home. But also we had 3 days of incredible business conversations at every level of the organization, from values and culture to offers and customer service and team organization, how we run the business internally. Like, we covered everything. So what are some of your main takeaways, both as a human and as the owner of the business and the visionary of Boss Babe, that you think are, you know, whether you would have not had them had we not been in that setting, or that setting really like amplified them for you? The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. ProlonLife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane, during long travel days, or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass.
Okay, so the first one is a personal one, and then I'll share a professional one. So the personal one, as you know, it started in the CEO Mama retreat, because we also attend these retreats as if we're attendees, and they're always so impactful. Every single CEO Mama retreat that I have attended, I just walk away with so many breakthroughs. So at that retreat, I really experienced the feeling of how last time I was going out on maternity leave, it didn't feel like I was going to be able to fully switch off and like have that support in the business, not of fault of anyone else, of just the way that I hadn't set up the processes and set things up for myself. I just wasn't feeling that. And I didn't realize it, but at that retreat, I was working through the fear of knowing I want to have another baby and knowing that it's really important for me to have that, especially in the beginning, that present time with my baby. Like, I'm not the kind of person that wears the badge of honor of I was back to work the very next day. Like, great if that is you, that just isn't me. And it's not the badge of honor that I want to wear, maybe with any of my babies. It's just not. And I know that's a huge privilege to be able to take some leave, even though it didn't work out necessarily that way last time. I did have that fear. And in this retreat, personally, as a human, I felt a deep level of support that I haven't felt before. Just by every single person, I felt like what we were planning and the processes we have in place and the way everybody cares and works together, I felt so confident that when it is my time to have another baby and take a bit of a breather and step back, things are going to keep going and things are going to be great. We're not going to be, you know, losing money or losing team members or anything like that. It felt like, okay, things have really been set up a little bit differently, and I feel like I've done a better job this time around that I'll get to do that. So that felt really good to move through that block, although it was subconscious. It does have such an impact. When you have subconscious blocks, it does have a really big impact, and it can show up in different ways. And for me, it was showing up in me telling myself right now is not a good time, and all these different things that kept coming into play for me. So that was huge. Just, I remember writing down when we were doing our takeaways the last day of the retreat, just, I am supported. And that felt so good. That felt really, really good. And, you know, we get into business in the beginning because we want that level of freedom. And then to build something and realize you don't have any freedom, you start questioning everything. So to now be in that spot that I always hoped for when I start my business feels like such a full circle, like, fuck yeah, I did it moment. And then on a professional level, really being okay with having high standards. We have incredibly high standards across our company, whether it be internally, the way that we communicate with each other, the way we put processes together, the way we present our work to each other, the way we respect each other as teammates, and then externally, our curriculum, the way we deliver our programs, our customer service. I have really, really high standards, and I like to hire people that can meet those standards and who also have high standards for themselves and their work. And it felt at that retreat like, yeah, that's okay. It's okay to have high standards, because
we're trying to do something very, very different to what a lot of people are doing in the industry. And we don't ever want to churn through email subscribers and clients. We want to be here for the long run. We want to be the company that clients continue to re-sign with over and over and over again, who are excited to jump into any new offering that we create, who have great interactions with our company, whether they buy from us or not. That was a huge, huge one for me. And a second one was, I think it's time for us to take some big swings again. Boss Babe went through such a period of huge growth, and for a while we had to really pull back and, you know, level out and stabilize and just make sure we were able to support the business with the right infrastructure. And I feel like we're there now, and it feels like it's time to take some pretty big swings. And obviously we have some really big projects in the works. One of them, you know, we were talking about for next year, we came up with a budget of almost $1 million to execute on this project, which feels like, oh my God, I'm playing like at the adults table now, like $1 million in budget. That's crazy to me. And also it feels not crazy. Like it feels like, no, that's the level that I want to deliver. That's, you know, if we're talking about excellence and doing things differently, that feels really important to me to put our best foot forward. And so if a budget of $1 million is what it's going to take, then let's take the risk. So I definitely came out ready to take some big swings again. Yeah. So, I mean, so many, I could talk on these for hours. What about you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I concur with witnessing all of that. And like when we did the backwards math into the budget for that project, and you literally had to sit down, you're like, oh, I wasn't like, I guess I knew it would be that much. And I was like, we got this, it's totally fine. Like the backwards math maths, like we're good. And you were like, I'm glad you're so confident, because like that's a lot of money. And it's just funny, like to show the different way the brains all work, you know, because I'm like, that once I saw it all out on paper, I'm like, that budget makes total sense for that project. And I think like the math were good. And you were like, oh my God. But I feel like it's coming from what you started with of like feeling supported in the business, because in the past, you have had to generate every dollar Boss Babe made. I mean, it really came down on your shoulders of like, if you aren't there, it's not your face, you doing it live in your DMs or whatever, it won't sell. And the plan that we have in place is like, it's taking that to the new level of like, there's a lot of stuff that we've already created or that people want from us that doesn't require Natalie's every minute, you know? And so I tying all those things together was one of my takeaways in watching like, okay, we have the track record, we have clients that trust us, and we are doing different things. We are getting to a new level of excellence. And there's people in the industry, most of them men, who do a lot of what we've envisioned for ourselves in Boss Babe. And it's like, hey, they have these, you know, $20 million, $30 million years. Like, okay, that's possible. You know, that model is possible and it works for them. So let's take what works for us and what we're inspired by and take, like you're saying, take some big risks, take some swings and see what our audience really wants. And trust that our team can execute it and that we have the resources and the playbooks available to us from mentors and the industry to really help us do it. And I think so that's one of my big takeaways is the supported thing, but not necessarily team-wise. You know, I am not having more babies, but like supported from the industry, like watching how Brendan really guided our conversations and really cared about his role as a mentor to you and to the business. And like every time we brought up something new that we want to talk about or think about for Boss Babe, he's like, oh, this person could help. Or like, hey, we should call this person. Like, I think sometimes this industry can appear to be very like everybody's doing the same thing, or there's gatekeeping because you don't want somebody to copy your idea. And it really isn't that behind closed doors. But I think sometimes that is what shows. And so to be behind the door, closed doors, and be like, oh, wait, we could just call that person and they would post about it, or, you know, they'd come speak or whatever, felt mind blowing to me. So that was one of mine. And personally, you know, my biggest takeaway is what I mentioned in the beginning. Like, I have a lot of emotion that comes up. I'm not normally a super emotional person, I don't think.
You say that, but I think you are an emotional person. Not like an irrational emotional person, but I think you are in touch with your emotions.
Yeah, I probably am more emotional than I like to admit. I think in my earlier years, I didn't want to feel it. And now I've done more work and I understand when I feel things like what it means. But for me, a lot of it is watching people be in their genius, like watching people love what they do. It makes me so emotional. And there was just so much of that on this trip. And so it was a good reminder of personally, how do I support people to be in that zone? And how do I stay in that zone? And also the little side note of that is, and Brendan is so inspiring on this too, but personal energy management and knowing that like the way for us to stay in our excellence and be able to deliver on the things that we love to do is if we're healthy and we're, our energy is good and we're taking care of ourselves first. And I know as mothers that, that there's a whole dialogue around that and as women and all these different things, but it's like, God, everybody I know who performs at a level of excellence consistently is like you said in the beginning, super disciplined about their routine, super disciplined about their energy. And I feel like I have like loosey goosey boundaries around my energy a lot. And I'm a generator, so I can like power through a lot of stuff, but I want to get better at that this year. So that was one personal, major personal takeaway was like energy management above all else. And then professionally, you know, kind of two things. One boss babe just in general was that the edge, you know, the edge that we bring to this industry and the way we talk and the viral quotes we post and the things that we say that other people might not say is what makes us different, you know? And I think sometimes in everything we've been through over the last year, it's like maybe that voice has gotten a little muted because we've played it more safe to try to like get everything back online. And I'm like, let's bring the edge back, you know, like let's get a little bit back into this industry leading. We're doing stuff differently, but our, you know, we're still super motivated by helping our core customer. So that piece. And then for me in my role in the business, my biggest takeaway was, which is, this is growth for me, is my job in this business at this level is I don't have to do everything. Like, and that is such a pattern shift for me because I have always been not the best executor at all, but like I felt like I had to jump in and be able to do things in every aspect of the business in case somebody failed or in case I could just do it better myself and get it done faster. And that just doesn't work at the scale that we're at, and it's not good management. And so it was a big reminder for me of like, I don't need to know how to do everybody's job that works for me. I just need to make sure they're okay. And like that they feel supported, that they have the resources and tools they need. And as COO and integrator, I'm like, oh, okay, that's the secret to this job. Like, make sure everybody else is good and loving their job and knows and has everything they need to execute it. And you won't have to jump in and save people. And so that was a huge management takeaway for me. And leadership takeaway was like, oh yeah, okay, people first, humans first, always.
All right, you guys, it's official and you are hearing it here first. I found my favorite bra. Now, let's talk about something that is really so important to us as women, and that is to feel comfortable in our own skin, but also in our bra and underwear. My personal favorite brand for this is our podcast sponsor, Skims. Skims is creating the next generation of underwear and bras for everybody. Skims bras are made with innovative technology to give you the best shape and support. Plus, every bra is designed with the comfiest and softest materials, so you'll feel like you're wearing nothing at all. Skims offers a complete system of bra solutions for every need and style, and their bras are available now in 62 sizes, from 30A to 46H, so you can find exactly what fits you best. I am personally loving the wireless form t-shirt bra in the sand tone right now because it fits so well and is the perfect everyday bra. I can wear it with pretty much any t-shirt and it looks and feels really good. Skims have over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason, so trust me, you can believe the hype. Skims bras are now available at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop down menu that follows. That's skims.com, skims.com.
On that note too, I was looking around the table and we've had these conversations, but just thinking like, holy shit, we are attracting some really amazing talent to this business. And knowing that, just feeling so called forward to be such a good leader. Like, how do we keep you here? How do we support you in your growth? How do we keep these incredible team members and help them ascend through the company and grow in all of their way, like the ways that they want to help them reach their goals and continue attracting really good talent? That felt like such a big, big takeaway for me. Like, I just was looking around the table, just total pinch me moments of this team that we have created is phenomenal and brings so much excellence to the table. I want to keep this standard strong. And, you know, how can we nurture this incredible team we have?
So yeah, the other interesting thing about team too was it was a couple of our team members' first weeks at Blast Babe. And so to be able to jump right into that type of experience, not only just like the cool value, but to come in and get to co-create with us. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I was like floored by their answers, even just being a couple weeks into being with us, and how much clearly they had followed the brand. They'd done the research. They absorbed everything that happened in the experience up till that day, you know, and we're coming in with fresh ideas that we're like, whoa, what a great idea. And like, good call out. Like, you're seeing stuff from the outside that maybe we haven't been as clear on. So I thought that was a really interesting experience on the side of team, and a good reminder of what you already said of like, we only hire the best and we have such high expectations, and how like validating to have a couple new people be there and just have them blow our socks off. Like, they were just such a good fit.
I know, it was such a question of, is it going to be way too overwhelming for this to be their first week, or should we just do it anyway? And it was so, what a great way to onboard and get to know someone. I really don't feel like you can beat in person.
I agree. Yeah. And an in-person like that, I mean, just next level. Being back and looking ahead, I mean, I know we opened with this, but with these takeaways and after this experience, like, we were joking that our word of the year was going to be like the hashtag of the house we stayed at, because it was just like such expansive energy. But what, like, really as a leader and after everything that you've built and being at this level, like, when you sit down and you look at your business and you really spend a few days on your business, like, how do you then integrate it and come back and not get super overwhelmed or like just paralyzed by how much there is to do? How are you managing over the next couple of weeks, like, your energy, your leadership in the business, and like pushing us into this next level, but also not letting it paralyze or overwhelm you?
I think Tony Robbins said this first, but it's something me and Brendan were talking about at the retreat, is you overestimate what you can do in 1 year and underestimate what you can do in 10. And, you know, I've been running this business now for 6.5, 7 years. And that's really landed for me. I know how much it's very easy to overestimate what everybody can get done in a year, or even coming back from the retreat. And so I feel like just from doing it for so long, I don't have that anymore. So I don't come back with this big sense of urgency. I come back knowing what are the little tweaks that we can make and that feel important to make. And the bigger projects, I've got 3 projects that feel really big this year. I'm really taking it one bit at a time and having patience with that. And I'm also trying to let people find their own feet with that too, because I know people come back, they're really on their own high, they've got that momentum. I try not to get involved and have them kind of come to their own conclusions around what they can and can't implement. So I think it's just, I've just been in this business for so long and I know what we can and can't do in that period of time. And I just try, I've been at the retreats and masterminds before where I've left with pages and pages of to-dos and I end up getting through so few of them and feel defeated. Whereas on these retreats, I really try and walk away with just a couple key things, knowing where my focuses are going to be, knowing that there's so many things in the ether, but I don't need to chase after all of them.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's such an important lesson. And it seems like obvious, you know, you're like, yeah, obviously we're not going to do every single idea and we need to be tempered in how we approach it. But then you sit in a room like that. And I mean, we felt that way every night. We're like, we just want to stay up all night and like work and get this stuff done and like implement, do it all. And that energy is really good and very addictive and has to be measured against responsible growth, you know, and the unsexy parts of business. So
yeah. And one thing that I also did before the retreat was I got really clear on my priorities and goals and what's needed from me right now. So I have 2 big things on my plate right now, and there's going to be 1 thing that I'm adding that I'm not adding just yet. And so even coming out of the retreat, I haven't changed those priorities. I haven't veered off path. Even though a couple of the new things came up, I'm still going to stay on path. And that feels really important. But in the past, you know, I would come off the back of that. I'm like, okay, we all need to get on a brainstorm session. We need to come up with a project plan. And you'll see, like, I even was like on Monday, hey, I think we should cancel our team stand up. I think we should give everyone time to integrate. It's not the time to like keep going in that energy. It's about, okay, how do we settle back into our roles, settle back into our priorities, and bring that energy that we had into these projects?
Yeah. Yeah. That reminds me, one last thing too, that I think is important to note that you just reminded me of, which was during some of these planning sessions, you also would bring that energy in of like, hey, this sounds good, but like, this feels like we're doing more of the same, you know, or this doesn't excite me and I don't want to spend an hour of a planning session on this thing when I can already tell you that I'm not excited by it, or I already know it's not going to be a fit for the team. And like everybody on the team was like, whoa, but it was such a good call out to go, hey, like we could have this whole brainstorming session and in an hour we're going to arrive at this, or I could just tell you guys right now, like this isn't a fit and we could just not waste the time. And we were all like, oh my God, like this is what we're here for, you know, because I think a lot of team management, and I know not everybody listening has a team, but if you come from the corporate background or you've ever worked on a team, like I think there's this perception you have to let everybody be heard, and you have to let every idea out, and you have to work all the way through it as a group. And sometimes you do. And sometimes as the leader, you have to be like, no, this is not a fit for the vision and we're not going to spend time on this. And you did that on one big thing. And all of us were like, oh, thank God. Like, okay, let's do it in this other way that feels more aligned and is actually what we all want to do. But I think we all had this sense that we kind of had to work all the way through that conversation. And so it's just the permission slip of that you gave us. And also that I think is an important takeaway from something like this of when you're in the visionary seat, you also control that kind of thing. Like you control the ultimate trajectory of the business. And if you feel the car going off the road, it is your job to be like, nope, 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 come back here. Like we can all drive it together. But if it's starting to go off the road, like I am going to take over the wheel and pull us back on the road. And you did that really well. So I think that goes to the same thing of like not getting distracted and also not overestimating what you can do in a year, but not underestimating what you can do in 10. And it is a lot of these little short course corrections. And the further you get into business, the quicker you are at responding in that way to be like, oh, nope, I know this is going to take us off course.
Totally. I think there's like a time and a place to let things run its path. And there's also a time and place to be like, okay, seen this one before, let's pull it in. And I think the key to doing that too is not to blame anyone but yourself. It's not to say like, shut anyone's idea down, but more to be like, I'm really taking us off path here. I've not set us up for success. I'm wrong. Let's close it down and move on. And I think it gives other people permission to do the same, like without that sunk cost fallacy to be like, okay, moving along. Let's not do it the way we've done it.
Yeah. So I guess overall, that's what I left with in general, everything we talked about and this sense of like, it is the little things, the little like distractions and going off course that can open you up to long-term going down a path that isn't a good fit. And so these team retreats and bringing everybody together, while they can be like a lot of time, a lot of money and feel like a big investment, it pulls everybody back onto the road, you know, and you all get going in one direction again. And it feels so, so good to come out of that with like very clear priorities and tons of ideas, but also like very clear priorities. And then it's on you and the team to then go manage everybody to those expectations. So life-changing experience. It was so freaking spectacular. And then on the way home, like half of our planes got canceled and rerouted. It was just like, okay, I'm not even sad about getting home 4 hours late because like I just got to have this phenomenal experience. And I'm just like,
it was so worth it.
Yeah, it was so worth everything. It was so amazing.
I know. And you know what's crazy? Just as we were sitting on this podcast talking about how supported we feel in the business and how things are really shifting, I'm just looking at like our revenue from today. We have made tens of thousands of dollars while sitting on this podcast. And I just looked at the numbers and it feels so surreal. But I'm responsible for less than 10% of this today. I know we talk about the freedom element, we talk about the changes we've made, but that, what a palpable, tangible, clear way of seeing how this business has changed. Like it gives me chills to see it. And I feel like I want to share it out loud, not from a place of bragging, though I don't think it's wrong to, I don't think you have to apologize for celebrating your wins, but I really want to share it from a place of if there is anyone who is listening to this, who is craving that level of freedom and is wondering if there's anything for them on the other side, if it's possible for these changes to happen, if they've resonated with anything I've shared over the past year. I just want that to be an example of it can change and it does change. And it's not an easy process and it's not a very comfortable process, but there is so much freedom on the other side of some really uncomfortable conversations and decisions and smart hiring and process creation. So I just love to share that as like an example of you guys can do this. There's nothing special about me, us, anything that we're doing. I mean, I think our team is pretty special, but just generally there's nothing special about us. It's really been a series of doing small things that have added up to big changes. And it was not something we did overnight. We've done it very slowly, but that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I think that's the takeaway. I mean, it's all the little things that add up over time. And here we are. And we're just getting started. I mean, after what we planned last week, like we're literally just getting started. So much to come. Very exciting. Yeah. Yeah.
Should we quickly talk about Fast Track 2? Just if anyone's...
Oh, yeah.
I just want to share what it is. And if any of you are interested in it, just DM me the words Fast Track on Instagram at I Am Natalie, and we could just have a conversation about it. But we are creating a brand new program. It's kicking off on March 4th. It's called Freedom Fast Track. And this has been so demanded in the past 6 months. I've done so many VIP days, one-to-one VIP days, where I've helped people build a funnel for one product. And yes, we add automations to upsell and downsell their other product suites in this one funnel, but it's really been a focus on one funnel, one product. And I was noticing, I mean, you were there too. We just teach the same thing on each VIP day. Here's how we do it. Here's how we do it. And we've decided to create this as an actual program, an 8-week accelerator program called Freedom Fast Track. You'll come in and over 8 weeks, we'll work together on helping you get a really freaking incredible offer put together. 8 weeks of live coaching and building out this funnel end to end so that you're ready to take it and scale it and you know it's going to work. So moving forward, this isn't going to be a program that I teach. It's going to be a $5,000 accelerator worth every single penny. And there's a money back guarantee in that because we believe in this product. But I'm not going to be teaching it. I'm creating all the curriculum and we're going to bring in really awesome coaches to coach you guys and teach the curriculum on our behalf. However, I am running this first round. I'm super excited. I want to be in there with you guys. It's going to be personalized support. You get to submit your work, get feedback on your work. And what we're doing is offering a discount over $3,000 on this first round. So it's the only round I'm going to be teaching and just going to save over $3,000. So it's only $2,997 for the whole live 8 weeks with me. I've never done something like this before. I'm really, really excited. So it'll help you build one awesome funnel for one product in your business. So if you want to discuss if it's a fit for you, hopefully by the time this airs, we still have spots. Drop me a DM at I Am Natalie with the words Fast Track and I'll support you. How excited are you for this? Like, I feel so lit up and excited, especially after all the curriculum we put in this society about setting up the foundations of all this in your business. Just supporting people going to the next level feels so exciting.
Yeah. Well, and the reason we created it was like your capacity to do VIP days is so limited. Like you know, and they're a much larger investment. And we were like,
booked out till Q4, by the way.
Yeah. I'm like, this is crazy and people want to pay it and how cool, but also we can't be doing 4 VIP days a week. So how do we take the same question every single person asks in a VIP day, which is like, how do I put all these things into a funnel and how do we just curriculumize it? Is that a word? So that it can be sold and it's in like the medium touch where they get you and they get Q&A and we can help support them with implementation. Cause I think we've talked a lot about this. That's what's missing in a lot of offers is like, there's the low level stuff that tells you why you need stuff. And then there's the super high coaching where they'll done for you kind of thing, but there's not a lot in the middle where we give you the playbooks and the guides and a step-by-step by process where we hold your hand through it. And so that's really what we wanted to create to make that level of your expertise more accessible. And then we've only just teased it out a little bit, you know, and before we even decided on the name or anything. And it was like, bam, people were like, I don't even care. Just I want in, which is if that's not like the most resounding yes on an offer. And we've talked a lot about it on other episodes, but we really are in this new era of doing one thing well, you know, like I think these days of being able to just throw a ton of stuff out there and expect that Instagram is just going to sell it for you are over. And the consumer is so much more savvy now. Like they want an expert. And so if you have expertise in something and you can nail it in an offer that's irresistible, and then we can help you build the sales engine for it, like why not? You know, like you will definitely make the money back in your business. And once you learn it one time, like you get the hack, like you get it. And then you can go in and the next offer you build, you just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. And that's really, I feel like that was the CEO mama takeaway was like, how do you build a rinse and repeat process in your business that you can pop any offer into and you know how to sell it? So we really want you guys to know that. And I think this Fast Track is going to be the best thing that's come out of Boss Babe in a long time.
I know, totally. I think just if you want to do it for multiple offers, you just take the recordings and do it again for another offer. I did have a couple questions of people saying, you guys were going all in on society. How come you're adding another thing? I just want to be super clear. This is literally us going even deeper into society. We have taken society curriculum and thought about, because people kept saying, can I book a VIP day with you? Can I book a one-to-one call with you? Because I'm working through society curriculum and it's awesome and the templates are awesome. I also want your feedback on my stuff. And so it's okay, we're going all in on society and taking it a step deeper to say, okay, if you want to do an extra 8 weeks of higher touch, you totally can. So you can watch all the stuff in the society, all of the templates, like we've literally done all of that for you. And if you want us to work with you on your funnel hand in hand, outside of coming to Q&A calls and implementation calls, this is literally an 8 week accelerator that's going to take everything to the next level. So that's what feels really exciting is we've built an amazing product in the society. And I think everyone that's joined Fast Track is part of the society, which is awesome. And then they're saying, okay, well, I also want to work directly with you and other people to get feedback on what I'm doing so I know I'm doing it right versus me just doing it. So that feels really exciting. And it feels so good to be just going all in one direction in the business and not having all of these different courses everywhere. But like, no, this is how you get to work with us. And it's so streamlined. It's so clear. I'm so excited about Boss Babe. Like, I feel like we're just starting.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
No, it's not weird. I think that's the sign of like solid alignment, because you're like waking up excited every day instead of like, ugh, I have to go sell the same stuff or I have to come up with something new to keep money coming in. That's just not the vibe at all for us this year. So I know we have other stuff too that we can't talk about yet, but like wait till you guys hear the other stuff. Like just wait.
I know. And it's not like we're just keeping it secret for the sake of it. Like it's just contractual stuff. Like, yeah, you know that I'm the biggest, I can't keep a secret to save my life. But as soon as the contracts are signed, sealed, delivered, we'll be all on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like cannot. Okay. I should stop talking before. But <we're, laughs> anyway.
So we're going to give it away.
we're both terrible at secrets, but like, I mean, it excites me mostly because it's stuff that I feel like is just a no-brainer for Boss Babe when as a consumer, when I think about it and I'm like, yeah, I would buy that. I would go to that. I would definitely do that program. I want to see that person. Like all of the things that feel so aligned even from the outside, I'm like, oh wait, like we get to do these things. How cool. So I think once we're able to talk more about them, I'm excited for everybody's feedback. And it just feels like, I can't believe it's already late January. And also, like, thank God it's January. We have so much time in 2024 to do all of the things that we're excited about.
Amen. Well, this was a fun episode. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Please leave us a review as well, because we're really trying to go all in with the podcast this year and it really helps. So that would be much appreciated. And DM me the word Fast Track if you want some more info on the program.
Yay. See you soon. Bye.